in the New York Times on September 11, 2001, and thus was on the newsstands in New York City as the terrorists flew their hijacked airplanes into the World Trade Center. In the first lines of the interview, Ayers was quoted as saying, "I don't regret setting bombs. I feel we didn't do enough." The American voting public looking at these photographs will predictably be outraged at his disrespect for the American flag. That Obama ever had anything to do with such an obvious America hater is going to be difficult for the average person to understand. As a Democratic Party presidential candidate, Obama will undoubtedly have to take the next step and say he is deeply disappointed to learn Ayers still adheres to the radical ideas that made him a cult leader in the Weather Underground. Finally, Obama will have to renounce Ayers and say he finds the image of Ayers standing on the American flag so deplorable that Obama rejects Ayers and his anti-American ideas. None of this will explain why it took the national exposure of a presidential campaign for Obama to be forced to disavow Ayers. Perhaps Obama said nothing in 2001 because he is a true student of Saul Alinsky. Guy Benson, a producer at radio station WYLL in Chicago, posted audio clips on the internet from some breathtaking videos featuring unrepentant terrorists William Ayers and Bernardine Dorn. The audio clips are from a speech Ayers gave at a November 2007 reunion of SDS members. Ayers can be clearly heard praising the SDS spirit of rebellion and quoting communist revolutionary heroes, including Zhou Enlai, arguably Chairman Mao's right-hand man. At the same SDS reunion, Dorn refers to the U.S. government as the greatest purveyor of violence in the world, asserting that living in America constitutes living in the belly of the beast and the heart of the monster. These statements by Ayers and Dorn are not from 40 years ago when Obama was 8 years old. They are current, placing Obama in the dilemma that either he did not know Ayers and Dorn are still radical leftists, in which case he is implausibly naive, or Obama did know, which would confirm he joined with Ayers and Dorn, because Obama, too, continues to believe, albeit silently and secretly, in the far left's radical agenda. Obama's associations with radicals do not end with Ayers and Dorn. Sam Graham Felsen, one of the official bloggers for Barack Obama's 2008 presidential campaign, was a self-proclaimed student of Karl Marx when he was an undergraduate at Harvard. He proudly displayed a Russian communist flag in his dorm room. As recently as 2006, Graham Felsen wrote in the May-June issue of Socialist Viewpoint about a trip to Paris in which he participated in leftist street riots during March of the same year. The Socialist Viewpoint is a magazine published by the Socialist Workers Organization, a group that describes itself as formed to advance the revolutionary Marxist political program in the United States. How can Obama possibly argue his association with radicals such as Bill Ayers and Bernardine Dorn was a long time ago, when he continues to recruit a Marxist sympathizer like Sam Graham Felsen to be an official blogger for his 2008 presidential campaign? There's more. In 2001, while Obama and Ayers were both on the Woods Fund board, the foundation made a $40,000 grant to the Arab American Action Network, followed up by an additional $35,000 grant in 2002. The co-founder of the Arab American Action Network is Rashid Khalidi, who today is a Columbia University professor. According to an investigative report first developed by WorldNet Daily's Aaron Klein, Khalidi is a harsh critic of Israel. Klein began a controversy when he wrote Khalidi has made statements supportive of Palestinian terror and reportedly worked on behalf of the Palestine Liberation Organization while it was involved in anti-Western terrorism and was labeled by the State Department as a terror group. Ari Berman, writing in The Nation, objected that Khalidi said he never worked for the PLO. Klein responded, distinguishing that Khalidi appears to have worked as a translator for the Palestinian press agency, Wikalat al-Anba al-Falastina, or WAFA, from 1976 to 1982. At the same time, Khalidi's wife was a WAFA translator. Klein acknowledged that Khalidi has denied working for the PLO. When we investigate Obama's relationship with Khalidi, we find the grant was not made to someone Obama knew casually, just as Obama did not know Ayers and Dorn casually. Like Ayers and Dorn, Professor Khalidi also held a political fundraising event in his home for Obama. The event was held in 2000, as Obama was embarking on his unsuccessful run for Congress against former Black Panther Bobby Rush. One of the attendees at the fundraiser was Ali Abanima, a Hyde Park Palestinian-American journalist sharply critical of Israel. Abanima said Obama convinced him he was very aware of the issues and critical of U.S. bias toward Israel and lack of sensitivity to Arabs. He was very supportive of U.S. pressure on Israel. Abanima is the founder of Electronic Intifada, a journalistic website whose theme...